Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. Before we get underway, just a quick reminder for you to subscribe not only to this channel and my backup channel, which is Living Swell with Peggy Hall, but you can also get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. That way we can stay in touch if this channel ever goes down. From time to time, I do like to air what I call a top hit. A top hit is a video that I aired previously that has content that I believe is so important, so compelling that I would like you to see it again and to share the video with others. So without further ado, please enjoy a top hit. Hey friends, Peggy Hall from the healthyamerican.org. Has your vet been pressuring you to get your dog vaccinated against rabies? That is something that I'm hearing from a lot of you. You're emailing me asking if you can get a religious exemption for your pet, if you have to do this, what law is there? And my heart goes out to you because I have a lovely teddy bear, and I'm going to show you her picture in just one moment here. Let me share my screen. And here is my teddy bear right here. She is a senior, and she is the love of my life. And of course, I would do anything and everything to protect her, which is why she is a pure blood. Now, my lovely little Teddy, I found as an abandoned little puppy when she was just a few weeks old. And in fact, I'm going to share a picture of her from that time as well. Okay, let me share a picture of this adorable little puppy, Teddy. Can you believe that? That's just too much. All right. That was 12 years ago. Here's another one. Let me grab this one as well. Look at that little adorable pup. So Teddy, I found as an abandoned puppy in a rough part of town. And I thought it was an injured rabbit about ready to walk into the street. So luckily, because I didn't get her from, you know, an animal shelter or a breeder or what have you, I have been able to keep her as pure as possible. So I will share with you a few things that I've done at the end of this broadcast. And then I'm also going to talk to you about this whole concept of rabies and how it's basically the cooties of, you know, for animals. And I'll tell you what I mean about that. I will tell you right from the get-go, I am not giving any medical advice. I'm not giving any legal advice. I am just going to give you some personal tips. And then I want to talk a little bit about how this whole rabies, as I call it, is along the lines of what's going on with cooties. Okay. Actually, let me just get to the punchline right now, because I know a lot of you are asking me, what can you do when the vet is asking for the certificate? Then I'll go behind the scenes and we'll talk about the whole concept of rabies and whether it exists or not. All right. The reason why I'm saying rabies is because an acquaintance of mine decided that I'll just say he wanted to no longer get the injections for his dog. And he noticed that suddenly his vet was really pushing, and he needed to go in because I think the dog was getting some kind of, manipulation treatment on the hip or what have you. I don't know all of the details, but they suddenly, it was a grooming appointment. That was it. And the groomers at the vet would not allow the dog to come in unless there was the rabies certificate, even though he had been taking his dog to the vet all this time and nobody batted an eye. Let me know if that happened to you. So many of you contacted me saying, out of the blue, they're pushing this. I believe it's from the WHO because they have this big thing about rabies. And the reason I'm calling it rabies is because this friend decided to, how shall I put it, create his own certificate, and using a previous example of one that he had previously before he was awake and aware to how harmful these shots could be. So he actually had a certificate and he started to create a new one, thinking, oh, I'll just like create a new one and I'll use that for the groomer and no one will be wiser. And the funny story is that he created all of this in the, you know, program online. And when he showed up at the vet and he's looking at the certificate, he had misspelled the word rabies. And the V and the B are right next to each other on the keyboard. And he had typed out rabies, certificate of rabies vaccination. And so he realized his best laid plans were set aside. So I'm not recommending that you do that.
I think some people probably are doing that. And actually, I'm not going to say whether I recommend it or not. I'm just going to let you know that's what some people are doing. The other thing people are doing is they're finding another way. So I have a lovely pet groomer that comes to the house and takes care of Teddy's toenails. So Teddy gets a Teddy cure, as I call it, because her toenails grow and she needs them trimmed. And she gets a nice little bath and she gets a pretty bow. And they could care less about the rabies certificate. So that's one thing is that you have, if it has to do with grooming, you can have someone come to your house. When it comes to the vet, there are also mobile vets. And the reason why they want you to have this shot, so they tell you, is because, oh, you know, you never know if your dog could be aggressive and bite someone and then the vet would be liable. Well, I looked on the CDC website. In fact, I have all these notes for you that I'm not even looking at, but let me see if I can find that link for you here, and I'll take you right on over. And let me know in a comment below, how many incidents of rabies do you think has happened in the United States, let's say in the last 10 years or so? Okay, here we go. Okay, in the United States, I read that, yes, the U.S. has been free of dog rabies since 2007. So why in the world, how long is that? 15 years or so? If my math is correct, anyway, it's a long time, 16 years. How in the world could your vet require you to have your animal injected with the rabies shot cocktail when there isn't even rabies in the United States? And that's the question I have. So I believe that there's something else afoot. I think that maybe whoever is licensing the vets in your state has sent a letter saying that they're going to start to crack down, or they want to look at the books or something. I think that there's something else going on. Maybe they're getting incentives. I don't know. It's very troubling to me to know the number of vets who still believe that that is something that's necessary. So the one idea is you have the mobile vet. The other idea is take the advice of my friend. But the other idea still, and I think this is the best one of all, even your vet will agree that your animal should not get the shot if they are unable to tolerate it. So in the case of my animals, they're both seniors. I would make the case that they are too elderly and maybe they had a bad reaction to something else in the past, and that I would attest to the fact that they are not physically able to tolerate it. And your vet might even be able to write you a letter saying that your animal is not physically able to tolerate it. Now, many of my lovely healthy Americans follow Dr. Joseph Mercola, and I don't per se, but I am familiar with his materials. But what I really like is the vet who has done a lot of videos on his website. So I do like to watch her information, and I can't, the name escapes me right now. If somebody would let me know or email me later, but that vet is a holistic vet. So if you seek out the holistic vets, then hopefully that's how you can get your dog treatment. If you have to take your dog to an emergency room, let's say that there was an accident or something like that, I would highly recommend that you do not leave your animal's side. And if they are saying, oh, you know, cooties or whatever, we have to take your animal back privately, you have to make that call. And personally, I would not do that. I would be concerned that they might inject something without my knowledge. So you could also let them know that you will hold them liable if they do this, that you want to have an eyewitness there. I mean, I'm trying to think of ways that you could get around it. There's not often an easy answer, but I did want to bring you all of these ideas. And please let me know in a comment below if you have an idea in terms of how to, you know, sidestep this ridiculous requirement. And the reason why it's ridiculous is because it is on par with cooties. And what I mean is this: just like all of the symptoms that are listed for cooties are exactly the same as for the common cold, which is what the coronavirus creates, is the common cold. I don't even like to use the V word. I've talked about that before, that there's not even evidence for the existence of that. And it's the same thing for rabies, but you've got the symptoms of what rabies is. And it's basically the same symptoms of poisoning. All right. So this is what troubles me. We can go back to the early 1800s, and this is when rabies was discovered. And fast forward a little bit into the early, like mid 1800s, and Louis Pasteur came on the scene. Let me know if you've heard of this fellow, you know, pasteurizing, so forth, so much harm that he has inflicted, you know, in our, on our humanity. He was basically the Fauci of his time. He was a chemist. He was not a veterinarian. He was not a medical doctor. Most people don't know that. Most people celebrate him thinking that he was the one that eradicated rabies in our lifetime. How can you eradicate something that has never been proven to exist? He was such, let me show you, I'll show you a couple of pictures of this fellow as well. Let me get all that queued up for you. Here we go, taking a look at this animal torturer. This is what he did. He tortured animals in the most inhumane, cruel way. Not only dogs, but monkeys and rabbits in his research, which completely, again, unchecked, just absolutely torturing animals. So yes, he was born in 1822. I think it was around 1851 that he discovered the cure and created this rabies cocktail, as I call it. Let's take a look here. There is the Institut Pasteur in France, and it says that in France, they have not had any rabies. Here it is. I think since 1924, there has not been any. Here we are. In France, no human cases of rabies contracted on the mainland, meaning not their French islands and things, has been reported since 1924. All right, 1924, and they're still pushing this cocktail on our animals and all the other ones as well. Now, I'm not going to talk from a medical standpoint about whether or not what choice you're going to make. All right, we choose to keep our animals pure. I've talked also about the spaying and neutering and how I look at that differently these days, compared to my earlier perspective on it. And although our animals have been neutered, if I ever have animals in the future, I most likely will not do that. There are other ways of preventing. And I know many of you have said that there are benefits to that, but I'm just telling you what I'm doing. But the thing about rabies is that just like there were all of the clinics for cooties that you go get your injections and, you know, it was on in all the news and the newspapers and all of that. That's what was happening in the mid 1800s with rabies. It was all the rage. There were these rabies clinics and people would go and they were completely hoodwinked, bamboozled, and snookered into believing all of this as well. And it still goes on. How can this be? 100 years of no rabies basically in France, and they've still got this institute where they're injecting human beings if they think that they were bitten by a rabid dog. Well, it was probably a poisoned dog or a starving dog or a dog that had been abused or something like that. So my friends, this is what I had for you on the rabies. And it's just a starting point. You can dive in, dig deeper. You have to have some fortitude because it's extremely disturbing in terms of the cruelty of injecting the animals in the brains. And then the other thing is they say, oh, we don't know whether the animal has rabies or not until they're dead. And then after they're dead, we'll go in and we'll look at their brain tissue. Yeah, no. So the whole thing about rabies, as I call it now, hopefully I'll outsmart the algorithm here a little bit. Although I don't know what they're giving strikes on these days, our freedom of speech is also being suffocated. So that's what I have for you, friends. I hope that it's helpful. Let me know your tips. So the tips I have are, maybe you already have a certificate. Can you get a vet to come to your home? Can you let them know that your animal cannot withstand another vaccine? And let them know that you would put them on notice if they ever tried any funny business. Yeah, that's kind of going to the extreme. But those are the options that I have for you. I'm so grateful for all of my healthy Americans. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're smart, savvy, supportive, and a little snarky when called for. And I love having you also over on my Substack. It's absolutely free, and I'll have a link for you below as well. See you soon, everybody.